You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
You know what? Let's take a minute and talk about cars. I like cars. You like cars. I like driving fast, don't you? Ivy really likes driving fast. That's what I hear anyway. Welcome back to the program, The Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. Good to have you here. My next guest, however, says that the United States auto industry, he argues, will be left in the dust if the U.S. changes its plans for its standards, its CAFE standards on mileage and how many miles you must get to the gallon. David Hart here, senior fellow at the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. David, welcome to the conversation.
Morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Your premise seems like an odd one to me, but I'm going to go ahead and talk to you about it and see where we get on this. You believe that the fuel economy freeze will leave the U.S. Behind the rest of the world. How do we arrive at this idea?
Well, the main idea is that the rest of the world is moving towards higher mileage vehicles, especially electric vehicles. And if the U.S. wants to be part of the global industry, they need to get with that program.
Yeah, but America doesn't want little electric vehicles. America wants SUVs, which is why companies like Ford Motor Company aren't even going to build passenger cars going forward. They're going to build SUVs only, lots of them. They want big cars, Expeditions, and Suburbans, and that sort of thing. You know that.
Yeah, I think it's important for Americans to have choice in their cars, but it's the power platform that drives them. And the question is whether we can get those cars with that kind of performance, with electric engines in particular. And we see that Tesla can do that, and there's no reason why other car companies in the U.S. can't do that.
Well, sure there is. Tesla gets piles of money from the United States government. Unless the other companies start taking piles of money from the United States government, maybe they can't do that. You know, you and I, the taxpayer, pay for Tesla to make it around the track. That's different.
Well, I don't want the U.S. Car companies to be dependent on the government, and I think that's a problem. But they want to be part of a global market in which they have, you know, global product platforms that they can share with every market that they are in. And there's only going to be one of those. It's going to be an electric platform, it seems like. And there's a chance that the U.S. will just become the cash cow for the rest of the world to invest in those platforms. And the bigger worry is that new companies, especially companies in China, will get on top of this first, and then the U.S. really will be left behind.
But here's where it doesn't make sense. Here's where it doesn't make sense. Professor David Hart from George Mason University, here's where it doesn't make sense to me, sir. You say by taking the CAFE standard and saying we don't need to increase for another 8 or 10 years that somehow everybody around the world will be in a competitive advantage. With that kind of logic, why don't we just demand that car companies get 100 miles to the gallon? Because that way we'd be way out in front.
I think that's a fair point. I don't think we want to get too far ahead of the technology. The thing is that these standards were negotiated with the car companies.
No. You're not answering my question.
Investments behind that. So now
we're
upsetting
their expectations. Hold on. You're not answering my question. This is important. You're not answering my question. You're saying we have to keep these standards because otherwise we fall behind. Well, based on that logic, then we need to increase the standards. And then you say, well, we don't want to get carried away. Well, which is it? Do we increase the standards or do we fall behind if we don't have the standards? You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, I think you can. It's a middle path. It's something where the government and industry need to work together, as they have in the past. And in fact, you'll see the car companies are not that enthusiastic about getting rid of the standards. What they want maybe is a more graduated path, but what the administration has proposed as their preferred option is to just freeze it all together. And
Professor. Hold on. The car companies don't have to get rid of the standards. They're private entities. They're private industry. They can do whatever they want with their CAFE standards and their fuel economy. They don't need the government to tell them what to do. If Ford Motor Company and General Motors and Chrysler want to increase their fuel economy of their vehicles, of their fleet, they can certainly do that, can't they? The government's not saying you can't do that.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, that's what some of them are saying. And it's possible that the standards will simply become irrelevant because the rest of the world is going to drive it. So it's possible that I'm wrong in the sense that car companies will simply do this anyway. And as they have said, so General Motors CEO says they're committed to a future of zero emissions, zero crashes, and zero congestion, including improving fuel economy. So maybe they'll go ahead without the U.S., but the rest of the world is moving for sure.
You know, I'm all for world peace, too, so I hope they get to their place of world dominance with no crashes, no emissions, and everything else. Not likely, but possible. David Hart here, senior fellow at the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, a professor at George Mason University's Scharf School of Policy and Government. My opinion is pretty simple. I think that Ford Motor Company and General Motors and Chrysler will try to figure out how to be profitable. And if the marketplace wants cars that have 50 miles a gallon, they're going to get that. If the marketplace wants electric vehicles, they're going to get that. But the government dictating to major industries and corporations how things should be run, I remind you, the UK government ran the auto industry in that country for a number of years. How well did that go? Oh, yeah, Jaguar went broke. Rolls-Royce went broke. So, you know, the government dictating to major manufacturers how to run their businesses, not a great idea.
Well, there are some things that the government is really important for, and that includes protecting the environment and ensuring our security. And I think both of those are at play here in this regulation.
And how are they, our security, how?
Well, the security has to do with our dependence on imported oil, above all. But I think the more important thing here is climate change and air pollution.
But Professor, America produces more oil than any nation on Earth now, and will continue to do so because of American technology.
That's
continue
a fair
to
point,
produce.
And the situation has changed. The U.S. is a lot less dependent than it used to be.
That's right. In fact, we're going to start exporting natural gas to Europe if we haven't already. We're going to start exporting oil to the rest of the world if we haven't already. It's not the same world. A peak oil was a fallacy then. It's a fallacy now. And so we continue on, and it brings me back full circle to Americans want to drive big SUVs. They don't want to drive little go-kart electric cars. I'll give you the last word.
Well, that brings me around to climate change, which is really the driving force behind all this, not just in the U.S., but all over the world. The reason countries like China, like France, like Korea are going to phase out internal combustion engine is because we need to reduce our carbon emissions, and I would like the U.S. to be part of that.
Yeah, well, China's not doing doodly squat to reduce carbon emissions as a whole, and if you go to China or India or Brazil, you'll find that all those countries are far filthier than America always have been, always will be, because America is the most environmentally conscious nation on Earth when it comes to an industrialized nation. Professor, I appreciate your time. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday.